sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Hello, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese from Parkland, Florida. Once again, greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are continuing the message of God's eternal plan. In the God's eternal plan that we have talked about, there is a 7-year period of tribulation in the earth that talks in the book of Revelation. And the actual dates are like the years, basically, comes out of the book of Daniel. Now, in order to find that, we have had to go to the book of Daniel and a little bit of history behind it. Now, Daniel was praying for finding out from the Lord about the redemption time, deliverance of the Jewish people from Babylon and Persia. Now, this is the time of Persian Empire. After the Babylonian Empire, Daniel was still in power as one of the rulers under the Persian king. Now, if you look in the book of Daniel, we can see in the first chapter, it says, in the third year, according to the Babylonian system, the years are computed, starting us from the third year of the reign. The third year Jehoiakim would have been at least 605 BC, according to the New International Study Bible authors, since his first full year of kingship began in New Year's Day after his ascension in 608. But according to Judahite system, which counted the year of ascension as the first year of the reign, this was the fourth year of Jehoiakim, according to Jeremiah 25 verse 1, 46 verse 2. Now the Judah was carried away to Babylonia because of their disobedience to God, and they were not keeping the covenant with God of the Sabbath years, and they worshipped idols around according to the nearby nations, and they followed their worship and idolatry. So therefore, God handed over them to first to Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar. Then, after Babylon was defeated by Media-Persian Empire, and then the Media-Persian Empire ruled over. The first deportation happened in 605 BC, included Daniel, and the second, 597, included Ezekiel. A third deportation took place in 586 when the Babylonians destroyed Jerusalem and the temple. Now we see a little bit of the background why the people of Judah was in Babylon and Persia, because of their sin, and they disobeyed God, and their kings and their leaders refused to accept the words of Jeremiah and all the prophets who prophesied about the punishment or their exile, or they will be carried away from their nation, and they did not listen or repent or surrender to God's covenant. So things happened because God had allowed them to be carried away. Now, when we come to the redemption or deliverance of Israel from Babylonia and also Persia and all the 110 provinces the Persian Emperor ruled, starting from India to all the way down to right above Egypt, And they have ruled all these nations, and the Jews were dispersed everywhere. Now, Daniel was a praying man, as we know. He prayed for the deliverance of his people. In chapter 9 of the book of Daniel, we see in the first year of Darius, the king of Babylon, who was the son of Xerxes, and who was made ruler over Babylonian kingdom. In this year, reign, Daniel understood from the scriptures recorded to the word of God by Jeremiah that the Lord has given this information to Jeremiah, and prophet Jeremiah wrote this in the scrolls, that the Jerusalem would be deliverance is going to be last 70 years time for them to be delivered. So Daniel, understanding this information from the scrolls of Jeremiah, so he turned to the Lord and pleading with him in prayer and petition, in fasting and in sackcloth and ashes. Now, as he was praying for several days, the Lord has sent a messenger, or an angel. Usually it's Gabriel, the name of Gabriel. But as we know, see verse 25 of chapter 9 of book of Daniel, it says, "Know and understand this, from the issuing of the decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the anointed one." See, which means the decree was established by the king of Persia, and the king of Persia decreed the permission to rebuild Jerusalem given to Nehemiah in year 455 BC, which is written in verse 25, and also Nehemiah 2, chapter 2nd, 1 to 8. So the permission of the rebuild of Jerusalem was given by Artaxerxes in the year 455 BC. So then it says, then decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the anointed one. Now the anointed one here meant Daniel mentioned, though he never met Christ, he is talking about Jesus. The ruler comes there will be 7 years and 62 sevens. It will be rebuilt with streets and trenches. But in times of trouble, after the 62 sevens, the anointed one will be cut off. Now, we are talking about Daniel's prophecy, Jerusalem, until the rebuild of the Jerusalem, until the anointed one come, will be calculated, written here. The ruler comes, there will be seven sevens, which means 7 times 7 is 49, but in prophecy, the years or week is calculated as the years. So 7 times 7, 7 is 490 calculated here. And then there is a 62 sevens, which is 62 times 7 is 434 years. So it says here, there is Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 10, after 70 years to be completed, I will visit you, perform the good word toward you, in causing you to return to the place. Daniel was fasting and praying for his people, the Jewish the people of Judah, God inspired him to read the book of Jeremiah, the scrolls. Now, Daniel was the first president of three of them over 120 provinces who ruled the empire of Media Persia. So, Jeremiah's prophecy, according to it is written and it was read by Daniel, he understood the Jeremiah's prophecies, that the number of their years of completion of desolation of Jerusalem is 7 years. Here, they remember this word, desolation. So, at the end of the 70 years, there will be a desolation period. This will happen in Jerusalem. I will explain this when it comes as we continue moving. So, then the people of Jerusalem or Judah, they will return completely. The full recovery of the Jewish nation will happen. So, Daniel's prayer and petition to God for himself and his fellow men in Israel in captivity. We just read that in Daniel chapter 9, verse 3, and it goes all the way to 20. It's a very lengthy prayer Daniel prayed, repenting for him and his forefathers and his fellow people from Judah. Now, God sent the answer by Gabriel. So, it said that I will visit you and perform the good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. Now, if you read Daniel 9, 21 to 27, as I just mentioned before that verse, in verse 24, the 70 times sevens are determined for your people and your holy city to finish transgressions, to put an end to sin. Now, God is waiting for Israel, especially Judah here, to put down their transgression and put down their sinning to God. So this is a punishment, a period of punishment, a time of punishment. But even then, in that period of time, there was a return. It happened, started by 455 BC, that Artaxerxes permitted the rebuild of Jerusalem. In order to rebuild, people have to come back to Jerusalem. So in the leadership of Nehemiah, that started happening. So the important events of the future of the Jews from Daniel's time to the crucifixion of Lord Jesus Christ. So now, in between this time, the anointed one will come, as we read in Daniel chapter 9, verse 25. It said, "Know and understand this from the issuing of the decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the anointed one." So before Jesus Christ was born, that time the temple was rebuilt, and that says here also the prophetic period of 7 years was taken place. So here it says, so 70 times 7 is calculated for the recovery, complete recovery of Jerusalem. The time calculated from Artaxerxes given permission to rebuild Jerusalem, given to Nehemiah in 455 BC. It's written in the verse 25, also Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 1 to 8. A period of 7 weeks mentioned in verse 25 covers 49 years of rebuilding and bringing the date to 406. See, if you would subtract 406 from 455, it will give them 49 years. So 7 times 7, 49 years took to rebuild the temple. Now, then in verse 25, it mentioned a period of 62 weeks. So let me read that part After the 62 sevens, the anointed one will be cut off. Now, as I said, Christ was born in the middle of this time, and the anointed one, which is Christ, Jesus, was cut off, which means he was crucified or he was killed by crucifixion. So that is 62 weeks times 7 is 434 years until Messiah, the Prince, which is Christ, who was to be cut off, but not for himself. See, Jesus didn't die for him. He died for the people of the world and for Jewish people. So the first 7 times 62 times 7 is 434, plus this rebuilding time, which was 7 times 7 is 49, it brings to 483 years. See, as I said before, prophecies are taught as the prophetic language. The weeks are described in years. So, calculation of 62 weeks times 7 is 434 years. And then you also add the 49 years, which is the rebuilding time of Jerusalem, which was added up to it, makes 483 years. So at the point Jesus died and crucified, the prophecy holds. The prophecy put a hold on before getting to 490 years. See, the prophecy said 70 times 7. But it first says 7 times 7, but actually it is 7 sevens, okay? 7 sevens. Then the 62 sevens. So when you add up the 7 sevens and the 62 sevens, it comes out to 483 years. But before that, God said to Jeremiah, the prophecy says it will be 490 years. So the 490 years is to fulfill. But we only have fulfilled 483 years. Because if you add up these timings, it comes to 62 times 7, 434 years, plus the 49 year which is set after that, which is 49 added up to 434, will become 483. It will not become 490. So we believe, the prophets, biblical scholars, we believe that the time is put on a hold. See, the time for the redemption, complete recovery of Jewish people is put on a hold at 483 years. Even though it said, Jeremiah's prophecy said it will take 490 years, but it's put on a hold at 483 years, leaving another 7 years to fulfill. Now you may ask what happened from 483 years of that rebuilding of Jerusalem and Messiah's crucifixion, that from that time to the present time, the years are not included in the prophecy, as we scholarly people believe in biblical studies, that the last 7 year period is waiting to happen. Now, what is in between the crucifixion of Christ and the return of Jesus Christ? It's called the church age. God has kept a period of time for the church. The church is brought out by Christ and his death and resurrection, and the Holy Spirit came in Acts chapter 2, and the apostles, they established the church of Jesus Christ, preached throughout the world, and is continually growing. When the numbers of the church of Jesus Christ will be fulfilled, the number of people saved as per God's decision, and then Christ will return. Now at this time, we expect Christ can return anytime. We do not know the time. So Christ will return and the church age will close. See, as I mentioned, the church age starts after the resurrection of Jesus Christ and establishing of the church. And it ends until Christ return to receive the saints from the earth. So however the number of years that take place, only God knows. Only God knows how long is that years. It can happen from now, today, or any time from now. Now once Christ return, the church is taken up to heaven. This parenthesis period, or we call in English language, another British English, say bracket period. In America, we call parenthesis. So parenthesis time that we have right now is the time of salvation and the growth of the church. From after Christ's resurrection and going to heaven, church planted, we are having the church's growth. This is called church time. So Christ will return, this time will close, and immediately the seven-year period starts. That's what we believe. Why we believe that seven-year period starts right after that? Because Bible says there is a seven-year period of tribulation that God has appointed. That it said in a verse here, until the complete repentance. Because the Jewish nation will go through different type of struggle. See, even though they established their king country in 1948, they are not established yet fully because they have continuous bombardment from enemy. Today we are still watching and waiting about the war going on in Gaza and different terrorist groups attacking Israel, Israel retaliating, many people dying from both sides. Sometimes the people who don't even get involved is dying. So this is part of this game which will happen until Jesus return after the seven-year period we are talking about is the tribulation. So why is tribulation? Now, my answer to that question, understanding the Bible from Revelation and the other part of the scripture is that, from the book of Daniel, that God will judge the world. See, this is not the final judgment. The seven-year period is not the final judgment. But Bible says, one, Christ return and take the church from heaven to from here, earth to heaven. There is a person named Antichrist. A man will rise from the 10 nations, which was the 10 horns, which was talking by Daniel in his prophecy. Also in Revelation chapter 13, the 10 nations supposedly used to be a coalition of 10 nations in Europe, used to be under Roman Empire. So they believe that the Roman Empire will revive with this great person rise. This person is called the Antichrist. So Antichrist will come and God is permitting him to rule the earth, let him have the earth for 7 years. Then we can go further in the studies of the Israelites until the redemption, Jesus return. The anointed one will return to fulfill, praise God, to fulfill that 490 years will fulfill at the time. So there will be a 3.5 years of tribulation worldwide and also another 3.5 years right after that. The second 3.5 years is going to be the great tribulation, which affect the Jewish nation greatly than all the other nations. Now again, why tribulation? God sent punishment on earth. So in the next lecture, I will be speaking about the great tribulation. What happens by God does the great tribulation to punish the world of Antichrist and punish the nations of under Antichrist. Those who go after him and worship him, and that thing will happen by the third 3.5 years plus the other 3.5 years. There is total 7-year period. So we calculated that from the book of Daniel, and it just tells that God has allowed him to torment the Jewish nation for 3.5 years. Now there is a question here, why in the world God is going to do that? Now I will answer that also in the coming lectures of this series of Word, God's Eternal Plan. Now God is not going to simply take his people from the earth. He's also going to punish the people who was left in the earth. So to get saved at the time of that tribulation time is very difficult. The only way, there are people going to get saved according to the Revelation book. They will be killed by the Antichrist, the ones who doesn't worship the Antichrist. So I'll stop at this point and continue in the next session. God bless you richly. Hello, this is Dr. Chaco Verghese, pastor, evangelist, and Christian counselor. Word of Eternal Life is a self-supporting ministry. It's a part of Life Eternal Ministries from Florida. We have currently preaching the gospel in 3 radio stations. Our goal is to reach out the maximum number of people as this time before the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We also support other ministries with our own finance in India and Africa, also Voice of Martyrs. We also conduct mission trips and preach and teach in different cities yearly, every year in India. As persecution is severe in India, many people are coming to the Lord and the churches are getting larger and larger. And we are reaching out more people groups and training more pastors and evangelists over there. As you know, there is an immense amount of money, finance required for this purpose. We are requesting your support at this time, because the work is more and the more people are coming to the kingdom. So our prayer ministries in Florida started in around 30 years or so, evangelism and mission trips and prayer ministries. And if you would like to support, please send your gift or donations to Life Eternal Ministries, 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, Parkland, Florida 33076. My email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, .chackov, like Victor, @gmail.com. That's pastor.chackov@gmail.com. And our phone number is 954-993-0491. May the Lord richly bless you. Thank you.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, .chackov like Victor, @gmail.com. That is PR.chackov@gmail.com.
Love will go with you.